You don't like that I call them Pampers? You cutie. It's my little nickname for your diapers. It reminds me that you're my little baby. Would you prefer it if I called them Pull-Ups instead? That's cute too. Well, if it helps with your nighttime potty training, I don't see why not. All right, let's put you in your Pull-Ups then. I guess it does make it sound more like big boy undies, but the ones I picked for you don't really look like they're for big boys. Aw, stop it. I told you I didn't like the blue camo prints they had at the store. It's too violent for a cuddly bunny like you. Nope. The hearts and flowers will suit you much better. So what if they're supposed to be for girls? You don't really believe that, do you? You know, in the current year, there's no more boy and girl clothes. Anyone can wear whatever they want. Pink is not any less of a boy color than blue, all right? You're not embarrassed by that, are you, sweetheart? I mean, sure, there's a picture of a girl in the package, but that doesn't mean anything. You're my precious little boy. I know you're confident enough with your masculinity that you're not offended by a few hearts and flowers. Right, hun? Only a sissy would feel threatened by that. Are you a sissy?
No.
Then you shouldn't care about what you wear. Look, a diaper's a diaper anyways. Who cares what pattern's on it as long as it does the job, which is to keep you and me dry. Besides, no one except your me and your babysitter is going to see you in those. So what's the big deal? You could be wearing pink pull-ups with Disney princesses on them and I wouldn't make a difference to me at all. Actually, it would look really cute on you. Now, I don't want to hear any more complaints about how girly they are. When you go out to the store and buy your own diapers, then maybe you can pick the color if it's such a big deal for you. Until then, it's my choice. Enough stalling. Let's put them on. I really want to see your butt in those before I leave. I've been picturing it in my head when I went out shopping for them. I was imagining you squirming around in bed in those cute diapers. I mean, look at them. Aren't these adorable? See? They have butterflies. And these ones over here? They have owls and flowers. Which ones do you want? You don't want to pick? Fine. If you're going to be a baby about it, I'll pick for you. Just like I would for an actual baby. It's going to be this one. The owls tonight. Now, am I going to need to change you myself too? Or are you going to be a big boy about this? You won't make it easy, will you? Stop sulking, it won't change anything. Plus, the babysitter will be here any minute now, and do you want me to use this as an opportunity to show her how to put it on you? Honestly, I was trying to spare you the humiliation of showing her that tiny dick of yours, but if that's what you want, we can wait until she gets here, and we'll both be helping you into those pull-ups. I can make this easy for you, honey, or I can make it hard. Maybe you won't be allowed to wear any pants over them. How about that? Maybe I'll ask her to check you every 30 minutes and take you to the potty. Or maybe it'll be no potty at all and you're stuck pissing your pull-ups at night. What's going on? Cat got your tongue? So now you want to behave. That's a good boy. Come on. Get your pants down. Your little undies too. Yeah. There we go. You won't be needing those. Now lift your feet up, one at a time. Okay, here we go. And one leg in the first hole. Good, and the second hole. And now we're gonna slide this all the way up to your butt.